Well, they may seem worlds apart, but the scientist and the artist really do have a lot in common. Both explore uncharted territory, and both require imagination and discipline to succeed. Three Duke University graduate students set out to spotlight the intersection of science and art. Casey Lindberg and Ariana Ely are two of the creators and organizers of an exhibition called The Art of a Scientist. Casey is a doctoral candidate in toxicology. Ariana is a doctoral candidate in biology, and they are both at Duke University and both with me in the studio now. Casey and Ariana, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Good to have you here. Ariana, tell us a little bit about this. What is The Art of a Scientist?
Yeah, sure thing. So it's an exhibit that showcases work that scientists do in the lab. And so we kind of have three different groupings. We have pieces that scientists submitted on their own from their own work. And then we also have pieces where scientists who do art decided to showcase their art skills to show off their science. And then the final group and the largest kind of category in the show are these collaborations that we set up between scientists and artists to create pieces of art inspired by the science that scientists do.
Well, let me go back to that first one for just a minute. Pieces that scientists have submitted, like what, lab specimens, little plates on what?
So we have a lot of microscopy images that scientists have taken. And then we also have some different like graphs or like data that scientists would create in the lab that are kind of showcased in a way to show the like beauty and more of the technical details of science, too.
It can be beautiful stuff, graceful and lovely, aesthetically pleasing. Casey, where did the idea for this exhibition come?
So I always like to say it started from a misunderstanding. I was at drinks, getting drinks with a friend, and we were talking about the Durham Art Walk that happens almost every year, I believe. And I was just like, how cool would it be to have scientific images in the style of a Durham Art Walk or scientific pieces? And my friend said, wow, that would be really interesting to have, you know, artistic interpretations of science be in that style of show. And I said, well, that's actually not what I meant at all. That's an amazing idea. I meant we actually take the images and videos that scientists create themselves in the lab and put them on display for the public. But love both the ideas, why not do both?
And so when you propose this, okay, now it comes together, how did you run through and how did people respond to this idea?
Yeah, so initially, Ariana, Hannah, and I are all the science communication co-chairs for our group, Duke Inspire. It's a graduate student group on campus. And so immediately I just went to Ariana and she loved it and just ran away with it. So we got the backing of Duke Inspire first. They were also extremely supportive. Our executive board was great. And then we just started putting out feelers to local galleries. We were trying to find a space, find artists who might actually enjoy it, as well as students.
Yeah, we got a toxicologist and a biologist here. So what about the artist? What happened when you approached them, Ariana?
Yeah, so it kind of started when we were looking for gallery space. And I know through a yoga studio that I go to, I know one of the founders for the Carrick Museum. And so I had reached out to her because initially we were thinking that we wanted the exhibit to be off campus somewhere to really engage, you know, Durham as a whole. And so we were talking about that and she was like, you know, even if this doesn't, you know, even if this isn't able to happen, I'll reach out and like put your call for artists out into our community. And so we were able to kind of contact them there and it was really greeted. I think the thing we were worried about was having a whole bunch of scientists and then not enough artists to pair them with. But we got an overwhelmingly wonderful response from our artists and people who, you know, shared with us kind of that they, in doing their art, they also worked with scientific like themes anyways. And so they were really excited to be able to have the opportunity to collaborate in this way.
Tell us more about the collaboration and how that worked.
Yeah. So kind of the way we got started was to assemble all of the scientific pieces that we had and along with the descriptions that we got from the scientists. And then kind of in a booklet form, I sent that to all of our artists. And I had them rank their top three choices. And then I tried to pair everybody with their favorite picks. And then we just put the scientists and the artists in touch with one another. And we let them kind of take it from there and do what they wanted to with it. We have a combination of like a dancer and a scientist that were paired together that really came out into a really awesome video that was developed. And so it was really interesting. We even had a friendship that got struck up from these pairings too. So they really ran away with it and had, I think, a really wonderful time.
Better chemistry through art.
Yes.
And all of it changes. Well, one of the artists who participated in this was Molly Cassidy, who is a mixed media artist based in Raleigh. And she's, as I say, a participant in The Art of a Scientist and joins us now. Hello, Molly.
Hey.
Tell us about your collaboration. Well, first of all, what did you think when you were first approached? How were you approached? And what was your thinking when you were asked to be part of this?
I wasn't necessarily approached so much as that I was just, I just came across the opportunity with a museum, or not a museum, but a gallery there in Durham that had put out the call. And so after having gotten the information, went ahead and just went through the process of submitting my work. And I was fortunate enough to be able to participate. I was chosen to participate.
Well, tell us about the relationship. You were paired with a scientist. What happened? Tell us about the project and the course of that project and how things worked out.
Well, after being sent the information of all the scientists that were going to participate and then having to choose my top three choices, I was lucky enough to be paired with the scientist that was my top choice, John Malik. When I had to fill out my questionnaire about what it was that actually drew me to science, I would imagine because my interest with, not the physicality so much, but perhaps the more mental aspects of science is perhaps what it is that got me paired with him. And so being able to speak with him about his image and what it represents, it's a electrocardiogram, and just being able to hear the process of it, it just was really intriguing to me, and really kind of matched up with, like I said, maybe the more mental features of science.
With that, I mean, both artists and scientists are involved in the business of interpretation. That's what they have to do. They have to take some fairly abstract things that we don't know. I would think in the case of an artist, you can disabuse me of all this if you disagree, but the artist is a more subjective question about worlds that we can't see, and the scientist may be more objectively oriented. But in both cases, they're exploring worlds they don't know and have to interpret it some way or another, and then find a language and maybe the tools that everybody can use in common so that they can express, you know, for the whole world, what it is they're thinking about. I mean, how close am I, do you think, Molly, to some of the similarities between art and science?
I would agree. I do think that in both situations that, for lack of a better way of putting it, the creator, the person who is directly involved with the objective, is definitely got that bent. They're subjective. And when I spoke with John, I don't necessarily know how much an electrocardiogram would necessarily afford that subjectivity. It's not to make a pun, but from the image itself, it's pretty black and white.
Yeah, but so, you asked a doctor who has to interpret that, and you can get four doctors with very different interpretations, right?
Oh, no, I understand completely. I was just trying to relay how it was relayed to me.
The image is concrete. So talk about the image that you came up with at the end and your final product.
Well, after having heard John's description of his image and what it represented, I wanted to present a different side of this image that was taken, with a machine and see if I couldn't present it as a from a different perspective. I don't know if the image has been explained before now, but essentially it picks up all of the disturbance in between just two heartbeats that you wouldn't normally see on the equipment there in the hospital room. And so after having heard him explain that to me, the direction that it took me in was very, I don't know, esoteric or existential, because the notion that that you are sitting on this machine and having this read, and knowing that that it could be a very significant event, and where am I going to be going from here? That's something that I have personally experienced in my own life in the last couple of years. So it's very, very close to me. And it brings a lot of things into perspective. And not just for, you know, somebody who's on the sidelines, but definitely for the person who's having their heart read. And so I wanted to try and portray just the need to perhaps be more aware of what's going on around you while you are hooked up to this machine, depending on what it is that you're going to hear once the reading has been finished, you know, how am I going to progress from here?
Right, right.
Will I look at my life differently? Things of that nature, and that's what my piece is supposed to portray.
This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow, talking about an exhibition called The Art of a Scientist. Three Duke University grad students wanted to spotlight the intersection of art and science. Casey Lindberg and Ariana Ely are two of the co-creators of that project that's on display at Duke University. Molly Cassidy is a mixed media artist based in Raleigh. She has one of her works on display at The Art of a Scientist. Let me ask you, Ariana, about what you've learned or what you thought about now the intersection of science and art. Obviously, you were very open to the idea, and it didn't seem that strange to you to begin with, but I wonder if things have even changed for you since you've done this project.
Yeah, that's an awesome question. And I was always kind of that kid when I was younger who did lots of different things. And when I started undergrad, I was an English biology dual major, and I was going to make that work somehow. I think the largest takeaway, and especially after we did our panel discussion this past Saturday, is that really, the barriers that get put up between the two are entirely arbitrary, and that a lot of the, you know, artists and scientists that we've talked to and connected with are seeing them all together. They're so much the same, and the thought processes behind what we do is so much the same. And it's just a means of how, as people and as society, we decide to weigh the two that, like, makes people perceive it differently. And I think, you know, there was a lot of kind of encouragement from the panel of, like, just showing people that you don't have to put a barrier between the two. And especially at one of our family days, we had a little kid who was obsessed with marine biology, who, in addition to, like, studying all of the, you know, different sea life, drew wonderful images of all of them. And, you know, creating a space where that kid doesn't have to eventually choose between the two, I think, is kind of one of the directions we're heading. And that's super exciting.
Casey?
I completely agree. I guess if there was anything that surprised me, it would be I had no idea how easy it would be to get these two groups of people together. It just flowed. Their own communication flowed so well. And I think you can hear that not just with Molly and John in their conversations, but across the board. Because even I'm a scientist, and I still had stereotypes in my head of how these interactions would occur. And it was just a wonderful experience to have.
Molly, talk a little bit more about that, about your interaction with John and sort of how you worked together to make this project come to life.
After we were paired together, we just had the one initial meeting. I needed to really be able to understand what it was that I was looking at, and it was very, very beautiful, and it spoke to me on a number of different levels, but I really had no idea what all the process encompassed. So, you know, I tried to ask the pertinent questions so that he could really go into description at length about everything that goes into it. But I got to be honest, as a mathematician, and that's what his forte is, and mine is not. Mm-hmm. So I did have to struggle a little bit, but ultimately I do think that the outcome was really, really great.
Well, it's translation, right? It's all a matter of storytelling. Science and art are all a matter of storytelling. And if you get to common language, which you sometimes have to work through in translation, you end up coming full circle, which it sounds like you have done. I want to thank all of you for being on the program today. Molly Cassidy is a mixed media artist. She's based in Raleigh, and you can see her work at The Art of a Scientist. Ariana Ariana Ely and Casey Lindberg are two of the co-creators of this and organizers of The Art of a Scientist. Ariana, doctoral candidate in biology. Casey is a doctoral candidate in toxicology. Both are at Duke. You can see Art of a Scientist at the Rubenstein Arts Center at Duke University until Friday, August 10th. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Molly. Mm-hmm.